8:15, Mike and Casey, and it's time to introduce Westchester County Executive George Latimer to the program. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Casey. Good morning, Mike.
Well, now, you're coming from your home as opposed to the office at the McCallion building or anything like that because you actually have COVID-19. Tell everybody what happened here.
Well, apparently, last week, a week ago yesterday, I was at a farewell party for one of the local officials in Larchmont, and it became an outbreak of COVID amongst those of us who had attended. So I didn't know that until Monday morning when I saw I got a text from somebody, and so I went to get tested. Yep, I joined the 152,000 Westchester residents who have tested positive at some point in time during this pandemic for COVID. So as happens, you know, I came back home and I've been stayed here since, which for a person like me is a little difficult because you kind of, you know, you just really, you're like a lion in a cage. But I've followed the protocols. I'm to be at home until Monday. And then if I'm healthy, I'm out Tuesday back in business. And at this stage of the game, COVID for me, I've been double vaxxed, but I did not get a booster. Shame on me. And at this point, it's like a cold. It's a bad cold. Not even a bad cold. It's just, you know, congestion and runny nose and that type of stuff. So I'm fortunate at this point. Let's hope it stays that way.
All right. Westchester County Executive George Latimer, speaking of protocols, what should the rest of the county be doing, or what would you like the rest of the county to be doing concerning COVID?
Well, I think, you know, the mistake that you can say that I made that was most significant is I didn't get my booster shot. I kind of delayed it because, you know, I'm working through the holiday season. And we finished the county budget, which really is a good budget. But by delaying my booster shot, I probably made myself vulnerable. And I had the third shot because I was double vaxxed. And the second shot of my vaccination was back in April. And that's like 8 months ago. And they say now after about 6 months, you need the booster to keep up your antibodies to fight the disease off from getting it. But, you know, I also recognize, Casey, that vaccinations are not foolproof. Masks are not foolproof. This is not about some, you know, philosophy of life. This is simply how do you make yourself more safe? And if you don't want the disease, you get vaccinated. It makes it less likely you'll get it. But if you do get it, as I have gotten it, then you get a less severe case, which is what this appears to be so far. We went through this last year, as you know, with lots of fatalities. There's still been fatalities up to this date, but a lot more in the beginning. And we've learned a few things. And, you know, so what I tell my fellow Westchester residents, get vaccinated, get boosted, wear a mask when you're in contact with other people. I know people don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. But the idea is if we were across the table from each other right now and I did not have a mask on, you would be subject to what I've got. And that's not fair to you. So just put the mask on when you're in other people's companies and do the simple thing and we'll get through this.
County Executive George Latimer of Westchester. I'm just curious, what did you do at the party? Have the contact tracers been able to say who was the one that was sick? And did you, just from shaking hands, were you hugging, kissing? What were you doing that would cause you to get the virus?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. And I don't know whether that is a knowable fact. When I went to get tested, the contact tracers talked to me about all the places I had been since the point of that Wednesday night event. And I went through, as you can imagine, I went through a long list of things. And they ruled out certain places that they did not feel that I would have infected somebody else. There was anything that was outdoors. We had an outdoor ceremony on the lawn of the town hall in Chappaqua. We were distant, socially distanced, and we were outdoors, and they didn't want anybody's name from there. They figured, no, that didn't happen there. Whenever I was indoors, I had a session with a county legislator where we were talking about some issues with some people in the room, and she and I were in close quarters, so she was contact traced, and she was tested. She turned out to be negative. As it's turned out, nobody that I've run into so far has turned out to be positive, and that includes the people that I work with in the executive branch, you know, on the ninth floor, which is where the executive chamber is. But I guess what they said, Mike, was you have to be in contact with somebody to really give this disease to them. You've got to be in some close contact, like you're riding in a car together for 15, 20 minutes, or you're sitting across a dinner table for 15, 20 minutes. Clearly, that's longer than that. Or some other kind of situation where you're really with the person and they have a chance to pick up your germs. Now, that's presuming you don't sneeze in their face or cough in their face. You know, we're talking about normal conversational contact with people.
It's amazing.
Westchester County Executive George Latimer, what are you going to do special to celebrate the holidays? What's coming up for you?
Well, you know, I'd say go home and celebrate it with my family, but you're home already.
You don't have to go far.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'll certainly want as quiet a Christmas as I can and a quiet New Year, and then get back into business with the start of the New Year. Just use this opportunity to be thankful for the things that I do have, thankful for the, you know, getting through this illness, if that's how it turns out, and look forward to start a new year with a fresh start.
And it's a good reminder to get the booster shot, because the shots that we got, and the ones that we got months ago, they wear off after a certain amount of time, and that's been proven. So you need that booster.
You know, every year I get a flu shot. Now, I'm 68 years old, so I'm not a kid. I'm in, you know, pretty good health. I've lost some weight since the summer. And the bottom line is you get a flu shot every year for a reason, because you need to have the antibodies to fight off the flu. So to me, it's not unlikely to think that in the years to come, you get an annual flu shot, you get an annual COVID shot. I understand there's a lot of philosophy out there, and people get on Facebook and they quote some doctor from Montana and all this stuff. I think it's all unnecessary. This is a disease. We treat it like a disease, not a political fight, and we resolve it to the best of our ability, stay as healthy as we can, and go forward.
All right, very good. We're going to send you the Mike and Casey tissue box at your house, so you have a special way to take care of your
excellent
your symptoms.
And to remind me to turn you on every morning.
Yes, you should. I'll call and or text you and remind you if you need me to.
Okay.
And if you have a slight...
I consider myself on full notice.
And if you have a slight fever, we want it to be 100.7, okay?
Right. Okay.
Merry Christmas. Say, thanks for coming on. We're glad that you're not really that sick, but you're doing the right thing, staying home.
Thank you, and I wish you both a very Merry Christmas.
All right.
You too.
Westchester County Executive George Latimer with Mike and Kate.